had mentioned yesterday that the Gemara says by Gazelus Chabalus, we require three Dayanim. And those three Dayanim need smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu on that. Balls, the Gemara says, do not need smicha. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The three Dayanim don't need smicha. Chadam is kosher. We discussed whether the Chadam is kosher needs smicha or not. The Gemara doesn't say the difference between the two. Why there's a difference. So the Rav Zatzal once pointed out, I remember Shechter Shlita used this as an example to the Rav's type of Bekiyas that he had, topical Bekiyas. He pointed out that there's a Me'iri in Baba Kama, Dafayin and Bez, and quotes Ravenu Sarfatim, that says that there's a difference between a Hechiv Torah and a Schaivis Midas. Xavis V'chabalus is a Torah post Chiv. And in order to implement that, you need Dayanim that have the concept of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on that, whereas Aldolos V'Aldolos is Yischaivis Midas. If it's Yischaivis Midas, where you admitted to a loan, you borrowed money, in that case, you don't need Dayanim that have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. And the Miri, the Shem, the Rabbeinu Sarfatim was talking about a case where we only say Kimle Bid Rabbi Minei by Torah imposed Chiyuv. If you have Misin Mamon, then the Misa could potter the Torah imposed Chiyuv Mamon. Shtei Rishias, Kedei Rishasom. That's if the Torah has the two Torah imposed Chiyuv. However, if it's Yischaivus Midas, the Gemara, the particular case we're talking about, Esnan, where what that's in Yischaivus Midas, where a man was, you know, lived with a Zona, who was his mother, and the behem was given to the mother, behem is called an Esnan. So the Esnan's Asur Torah. Why do we say Kim Le B'Rabim Ne? Why do you say the behemoth becomes Asur? So the Benu Sarfatim says, because it's Yischaivus Midas. We don't say Kim Le B'Rabim Ne, and Yischaivus Midas, only on a Chiyuvi Torah. So the Rav said that Sfar is exactly the distinction between Zelus Chabalus on one hand, that requires Smuchim, because it's a Torah post Chiyuvi, and we need Dayanim that have Smicha to do that, whereas opposed to Odos Vavos, which is self-imposed, then that can work even without smicha, even with Dayana that don't have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. So that's a very important illustrated because the Rav, it was Masber that Chiluk and Sanhedrin based on the Miri and Baba Kama and Dafayin. That's why he illustrated the Rav's topical Bekiyas. But that's what I wanted to, that's the first Nakuda, first Har I wanted to mention, very important. Second Har I want to mention is that the Sefer Ashtar is a member of Rome, so I just need to point out that when they used to give smicha, they used to give smicha biyad, like Moshe Rabbeinu did it to Yoshua. We'll talk about maybe more details of smicha tomorrow, maybe, if we have a chance. But that was not been recorded in Ladin and Ladiris, that smicha had to be done biyad, even the smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sefer Ashtar is one of the Rishonim, has that line, but we don't find another sheet is that when they used to give smicha Moshe Rabbeinu on down, they used to have the Rebbe put his hand on the Talmud's head. Then it writes in Parshas Pinchas, the whole point of smicha is siyata d'shmaya, that the Rav is being davening on behalf of the Talmud that he should paskin correctly. So that's the R I wanted to say about those two nekudas about smicha. Also, next to R, as I wanted to mention, is that we mentioned yesterday about what's going on about Kfi and Gittin and Geiris. So the Beis Yosef, I found the Beis Yosef actually deals with that and our problem. And the Beis Yosef is on page Ches and Os Dalet. He says explicitly that Gittin, even though there's no Chisar and Kis, he says, Yesh Lomer, the Dine Gittin Mishumi Guna, Adifa Mehechad Iki Chisar and Kis. So even though it doesn't fit, it might be Shricha, and it might be, there's no Chisar and Kis, but he says Aguna is even more important than Chisar and Kis. So if Chisar and Kis is a quality that is needed for Chusayu, certainly Aguna fits the bill. And then he says the same thing by Geirim. He says even though Geirim might not be Shriach, but he says L'hachnis Adam Tachas Kamshkan Shriach Adif Mimimona de Shriach. And he says Geiris also fits the bill, because it's lahachnis adam tachas kanf hashkina, so it's more important than mammon, which is shchir. So the Beis Yosef was bothered by our problem, and he answers that issue. And on the bottom, he says what we said, that Geiris, the Gemara does say, is considered to be lo shchiach, but we said vis-a-vis compared to misa, it's lo shchiach. But in general, it is considered to be what? Considered to be shchiach.
Which
base is it? Beis Yosef here, on os... Os Aleph through Gimel, page Ches, right here. He's bothered by that those two props. We had said maybe it's only by Dini Mominus, but you see the Beis Yosef himself was bothered by that. Okay. I think that's the third or fourth aura. Well, next aura I want to mention is interesting Pische Tshuva here. The Pische Tshuva here in Siman Aleph and Sifkat and Gimel has an interesting suffix. Can two Bali Dinim get together and do what we call kiblu alai on dinim that we, Bisman Hazeh, don't paskin on. Like knossos, that we'll see specifically God mentioned. Knossos we don't touch, we said, because we don't have, smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down, as it says in the first sif in the Mechaber. But let's say the two Bala didn't want to get together and say, you know what, let's do it. We want these three Dayanim to deal with us on Gneva or on Arvav Chamish. Is that acceptable? That's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch Siman Chav Beis called Kiblo Lai. You could go over to Shlosha Roy Bakar, three guys who are psulim to Gedayonis, and say, you know what? We'll make a kinyan. We want these guys to decide. It's called Kiblo Lai. The two Baal Edinim accept upon themselves. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes here a suffix. Pesach Tshuva quotes here a suffix in Sifkat and Gimel. His name is Shara Mishpat. Should he stop him? Kiblo Lai and Dinim Ladunim and Dinim Elushin Dam Mizmanazan. Imahani Kabbalah or not? Does the Kabbalah work or not? It's an interesting shaila. Would that work or not? Halacha l'maisa. Would you say that would work? Poshup shot. Because on one hand, kiblo alai, l'chura, machshas, all these types of people that are possible. So why can't a machshas this case as well? That the, we don't have the ability to speak. That's one side to say that it works. The other side to say it doesn't work maybe is that it's so formal, knossos are so formal that you simply, which we're going to describe today, it could very well be a possibility that Beis Din generates the knas, which we're going to describe, and Beis Din generates the knas. You need the Beis Din that has the wherewithal to generate that knas. And a basin of Kibbalah just does not have that wherewithal. And you might be able to machshir all people that are puzzled, but this conceptual chiyuv called the knas, basin does not have the wherewithal to do that. So maybe that's a side to say that it wouldn't be acceptable. Okay. So let's get to the topic at hand, and that's the topic we wanted to discuss. He leaves it as a suffix. So it's interesting. I would imagine we wouldn't do it, to be machner. I would imagine. Unless he says suffix mamona lekulam. I don't know. See, he leaves it as a suffix. Whether it works or not. Okay. So let's get to the topic at hand. And the topic we want to discuss is the concept of knossos. Okay? So we want to talk about knossos and how it chaps in afkamina by tfisa. So the Gemara says here in Baba Kama, I gave you on Tevavim at Beis, the Gemara has a very interesting case. There's a machlokes in Amorim where the Chatzi Nezek Tam by Karen is a Knas or Momon. It's a machlokes Amorim. And the Gemara says that Bahashta, the Amris Paganiska Knasa, Haikaba Dachal Imre, Vishunra Dachal Tarnagolu, Mishunahu, Hulu Magvini with Bavo. So we see that the Gemara says that Chatzi Nezek is a Knas, the Feirish, according to one man Domer. That's the way we talk of Paskin. Chatzi Nezek is a Knas. And therefore, we in Bavel are not allowed to judge Knossos, Halacha L'maisa, because we don't have Smicha, as the Gemara says later on Pei Dalet Beis. And above, we're not down on knossos. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, Dayanim can't touch it. But let's say the guy who was damaged grabs the thing. So the Gemara says, we let him keep it. So the Rosh here in Pirik Aleph Simen Chav points out that tfisa by knossos is a takanas chachamim. And the Rosh is cholek there, and he claims that tfisa of knossos is man as a dindi rice, and he says, I'm quoting as follows, el adina di rice mechayev lei, he He's mechuyev to pay. We just can't implement it. The chol ki agam the oven inish din lenafshe, which is a gemara above a kama. A person can take matter in his own hands. Chafchasim at base. Lo mafkinim inay adiyav lekol nemchuyev lemidi araisa. And halacha lamaisa, we don't take it away from him until he is what? Until he gives him everything that is mechuyev to minatayr. So what emerges is that there's a machlekes, the Rosh and the Aramah, is tefis beknossos a rabbinic power or a divyaraisa power? The Rabbeinu Tam, the Aramah writes that it's a takanas chachamim, and the Rosh claims that it's considered to be minat Torah. And the Rav Zatzal said that the machlekes depends upon when does the chiyuv knas arise. According to the Rosh, the chiyuv knas is kal mishas to maisa hezek even before the psak bezdin. Therefore, even though we don't have smicha, you could be toifis the knas midirais mididin nafshe because there was a maisa, even though it can't be implemented because we don't have smicha, but there was a maisa and the chiv knas stems from the maisa, and therefore halacha la maisa, you could take matters in your own hands, not through a beis din, and you could grab it yourself because according to the Rosh, it's a tfisa midir minatayr, and the knas was created from the shas maisa. However, the Aramah argues and says no. That the Psak Beisdin itself is Yotzer the Knas. Memele, since we don't have the wherewithal to create a Knas because we don't have Smicha, Memele, the Tfisa, well, the Mice only works Min Rabbanan because there's no one that can create the Knas Min Atar. So if someone wants to grab it, the Mice, it's only considered to be a Din Rabbanan. But the Mice, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a real Chiv that got off the ground Min Atar because you need Beisdin to generate it. And we don't have a base that can generate it. So how can you grab it? How can the mercy tough as the mafkin? It must be. It's just a takanas chacham. Okay? That's how the Rav Zatzal want to be masber. This machlokes the Rosh and the Aramah. And the truth of the matter is, it's very interesting, that this concept that we're developing, that there are two mahalchim, how to create a knas. Does knas stem from the maisa, or does based and generate it? Tyson Ksubisim and Bezim and after the Masker of Shimon says B'shem the Ri that a person is not chayv in knas at all except from Mishas Hamada B'din Ve'elach. Meaning until the Bezdin makes a psak, there is no chiyuv knas at all. That's what Tyson says B'shem the Ri. And the truth is that Tyson Ksubisim and Lamed Bezim and Masker Lav says that there's no chiyuv even Lotzis Nishamayim to pay a knas Kodam Hamada B'din. What is a chiyuv Lotzis Nishamayim? I mean, an extracurricular chiyuv. The Ksos points out already here in Siman Aleph Sifkat and Zion that there is no chiyuv lotzis nishamayim by knossos because Beis Din generates a knas, and since we don't have the wherewithal to generate a knas, there's no chiyuv even extracurricular. You know what chiyuv lotzis nishamayim is? That there's a particular extracurricular chiyuv that you have between to make the claim, the slate claim between you and Hashem, even though it's not enforceable by Beis Din, but you know that you should pay. Right? The Gemara says, if you hire 80 shekel, the Gemara says, you're part of B'nai Adam, you're chayv B'nai Shemayim. But Chiv Knossos, there's no Chiv Losses in Shemayim. That's a Tysism in Bezim and Alphan Zubis, and Lamed Bezim and Bez, and the ghost Agra that Ari was just asking about in Boba Kamanai and Dalam Bez, in the case of with Tevi, and he was Simeis Avdo, Halacha Lamaisa, that Vilna Gon points out from the Ushami along with the Rashba, that when there comes to a Chiv Knas, if you take this Mahalak that Beis Din generates it, there is no Chiv Lotzin Shamayim Halacha Lamaisa either, because there's nothing to talk about. Beis Din hasn't issued the Psak, so there's no Chiv to do Lotzin Shamayim. And that's exactly what this Svar is. The Ushami says in the third Perek of Ksubis, and this is the pshat. According to the Rebbe, Beis Din's Yotzer the Knas, and until the Yotzer Knas, there's nothing. And the Rav Zatzal said the Rebbe is l'shitasa. Because on Daf Samach Vav, Menalfa, Babakavit, Maskal, Tloyim, when you have to evaluate whether an object goes up in value or goes down in value, Yukru Vizula is regarding something that's stolen. So what is the point that determines whether the object went up in value or depreciated value, the value that was stolen? So he says, Shas Hamada Bedin, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. The Shas Hamada Bedin is Koveya, the Chiyuv Knas of Kefir. Before that, there's no Chiyuv of Knas. So the Re holds like the Yad Ramah, that Beitzdin is Yotzer the Knas, And the Iker's man of Yukra Vizula Shasa Mudakdin, what was it worth at the time? The guy was involved in Kefal and Geneva. Then it took a week for you to what? To Paskin on that? You look at what the value of the object is the week later, not at the time when the Maisa was done. Because when it comes to the Knossos, based in Yotzerit. And that's what the Rav said, holds like who? Holds like the Yad Ramah, that the mice is what generates it. Not the mice, is what Beis is what generates it. That's why there's no Chiyuv Lotzin Nishamai. And that's why Halacha L'Maisa, if Beis generates it, Bizman Hazeh, Tfisa V'Knossos has got to be what? It's got to be Nurban. So let's make sure we get these things down. These three Nakudas are Haba Atalia. Number one is that Tfisa Bizman Hazeh V'Knossos is only the Rabbanon, because Beis generates it. And we don't have smicha nowadays. So if we don't have smicha nowadays, the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. Number two, the din of Yukra Vizula, Halacha L'mais is dependent on when based in what creates the Knas Shema Sas Hamad of the din. And number three, we're saying there's no Chiyuv Lotzis in the Shemayim when it comes to a Knas, because based in hasn't paskined it. If you hold this mouth, that based in generates it. That's the three nafkaminas really emerge from it. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is Cholik on the reason, says Yukra Vizula is only Lakula. You always go Lakula. What do you mean Lakula? You don't want to smash the ganav. Whatever's going to be the less amount of money for the ganav. Why is that? What's the pshat behind that? Now, if you look at Tysus here, what does Tysus say? On Tetvav and Beis of Baba Kama, did you notice the Tysus? What was the lashon of the Tysus? Notice he said, Hikilu Chachamim in Rabbeinu Tam. So both Rabbeinu Tam and Ri say, like the Yad Ramah, that Tvis Miknos is a Takanus Chachamim. The Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Ri. They just argue around. One is the Zman that's Koveya for the value of the Knas. They're just arguing Lamaisa. Zman HaKoveya Erech HaKnas. Ladashneim, though, according to both Rabbeinu Tam, the Beis Din generates the Knas. It's only a machloikus about will you say Yukra Vizula, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechuma or not. That's a detailed machloikus. But it seems like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri are both holding like this din that Beis Din Tzotza Knas, like the Yad Ramah Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Yes, we go hard.
Which way does Hamayu go?
I can't hear you.
Which Rabbeinu Tam are you?
What do you mean? Rabbeinu Tam on Ted Vavam the Beis, which we're going to get to, that you're able to grab the object yourself. That Rabbeinu Tam, if you look at the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam.
Is that because of a different concern? I mean, his concern is that he doesn't be told this too much, and then if Beit Din tries to.
Right, but I'm saying he uses the Lashon Ikibu Chachamim. So I'm saying the notion of Tfisa B'Knossos, you can be Medayik, Rabbeinu Tam also is Midrabbanan. V'tofas lo mafkimei om Rabbeinu Tam dafki, tofas amazik atzmo, gegon kelevo ashun rekomer de lo mafkinen. To mazik ikilu cham shiuchel asikbo. The institution, though, is considered to be Midrabbanan. Okay? Okay, let's take this a step further. And when we talk about Knossos, yes, Adam, go ahead.
Go back with the Esna Asher Torah.
Yeah.
Did you say there wasn't Kimlet there, or there was?
We said there is no Kimlet. That's why the Esna becomes Asher.
The whole together, that is when we get this Chayav Yedei Shemayim, right? Even though there's Kimlet on the Esna.
That's a concept. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia and Sadi Aleph and Med Aleph. It says Estan Balamo Estan Astra Torah Filo Balimo.
Right.
So the question is why that's so. That's Rashi's pshat. But the Mir Bishim Rabbeinu Sarfatim says because it's Ischavis Bidas. Rashi says because of Tfis or Achiv Lotzin Shemai. But this is a different aspect. Okay.
So he didn't learn that as being there's Kimlay and the Kimlay.
Right. He learned that Kimlay does not apply at all to Ischavis Bidas. That's the Chiddush that the Rav wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a different take in that Gemara. Yes, go ahead, Yoni.
Yeah, sorry, can you just repeat what the Rav said the difference was between the Yad Ramah and the Rush for why it's Rav versus Deraisa?
Yeah, because if you hold that it's Minatorah, right? If you hold it's Minatorah, then what does that mean? If you hold that's Minatorah, that the Chi of Knas, Halacha L'maisa, is considered to be Minatorah, what does that mean? It means it's Chal Mishas the Maisa, right? So therefore, even Bizman Hazeh, even though we don't have the wherewithal to implement it because we don't have Smicha, you could still grab it. Because there is a halacha of an inish dilan nafshin, right? But if you hold, that's the shita lemaisa of the rush. But if you hold like the Yad Ramah claims not the way. The Yad Ramah claims that the truth of the matter is that Beis Din yotzerit, and we can't be yotzerit. So how could he ever grab it? So that was a takanas chacham, okay? Fine. So let's take this a step further now. Now, which knossos is there a din of tfisa? So the Gemara says, Lomaisa was talking about Chatzinezek, right? Right, that was the Gemara on Baba Kamatev Vavam Abbas. So it could be said that maybe that would be another nafkamina between the Rosh and the Yad Ramah. It could very well be that, according to the Ramah, Yad Ramah is a special takana that tfisa only works on Chatzinezek. Why? Because the tfisa is Shaya Chatzinezek, because the Nizek is Mafsid Mamun. So we allow it. He's being Mafsid Mamun. So if he's being mafsid mamun, right, he had a sure damage the first three times. So we allow it. Halacha is a special takana. If you hold like the Yad Ramah, we limit this whole sugya of tvis because of chatzinesk. But if you hold like what? If you hold mashenking, lamaisa, if you hold, if mashenking, if you hold kefil and arba and chabisha, there's no hefsid lenizik. These are bonuses that he gets extra money, right? So if you hold that tvis is beknas is only midrobanan, you'll limit it only to chatzinesk. If you hold like the Yad Ramah, because he's going to lose out. But by Kefal, Arba, Chamisha, those are bonuses, maybe he doesn't get that. But if you hold like the Shita of the Rosh, that Tfisa works Minat Taira, and the Chiv Knas is telling the Maisa Nezik, then why should we limit Tfisa of Knas only to what? Chatzin Nezik. We should apply it across the board. We should apply it to all types of Knas. Shouldn't make a difference at all. So that would be a very good another Nafkamina, Ladina, about this what? About this Shiloh. Okay? Now, to highlight this even more, I think you could say the pshat is in the Gemara on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Ari was asking me before, and Alex, did you notice the Gemara on Pei Dalet Amud Beis? It says Biknas. So the Gemara is talking about shatsing it up, but something that's fixed, you don't have to shats it up. You don't have to evaluate it. So the Gemara said Biknas Lo Avdinis L'Chusai. Right? What is the Gemara's answer when it says that? What does it mean by saying that? So maybe you could say exactly what we're saying. The Gemara is saying, what's the difference? If you hold on this mahalach, you could say it in one of two ways, but it's much sharper if you hold that Beis Din generates it. That means Beis Din really creates the whole thing. And we don't do shlichusayu on that because it's much more of an extreme concept. I'm saying you could read it into the actual Gemara. By knossos, we're not comfortable doing shlichusayu because we create it. And if we don't have the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not going to say that they're mocha on their kavod. You know, it's much more of a chiddush. Whereas by mamon, no problem. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying you could read this whole mahalach lemais into the Gemara on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. That's goofy what the Gemara meant to say. You follow what I'm saying, Daniel? That's what the Gemara meant to say. By knasos based in generous, we can't do it. But if you hold that, it really, the knas emanates from the mice and just basically implements it, it's a little bit harder to say. I mean, you could also read it in the Gemara and say, okay, we can't implement it because we have to implement it. Mammon, we don't even implement. We just see to it that the guy pays. You know what I'm saying? But it's much sharper if you hold this mahalach, the Beis Din generates it. We don't have the wherewithal to do that. Even Shlichusayu cannot accomplish that. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? Now, we could say a little bit more, Lamaisa, on this mahalach. For example, I gave you, very interesting, can a person bequeath a knas to his kids? Can a person bequeath a knas to his kids? What do we say? That's called adam morish knas labanov. So I gave you a Tyson Subas and Lamachesim and Bey, Zmaskej Bogar, you know, Beggar Bekever. He points out there's a steer in two Gemaras. The Gemara Subas and then Bey's and Bey says, ain't adam morish knas labanov unless it's after Gemar Din. The guy dies after Gemar Din, he's owed a knas. Can you bequeath that to his kids? Yes, it's mom. Whereas the Gemara Baba Kama and Ayin Alephim Beis, Smash, even Kodim L'Gemar Din, Adam is Borish Knas L'Bonim. So what's going on? So the Tyson Baba Kama Ayin Beis Mavdir Maskos Sefer says it's a Machloikis and Sugyas, and it's really a Machloikis Amoroi. So again, let's chazer over the Mar Mekoymis. Tyson Lamed Chesim Beis and Ksubis points out a steer in two Gemaras. The Gemara Ksubis Ben Beis says, Ain Adam Borish Knas L'Bonim unless it was after Gemar Din. Then he could be bequeathed, because it becomes mamon. Whereas the Gemara Baba Kama Ayin Alephim Beis says, no, even Kodem Gemar Din, a person can be Morish Knas Labanov. What's the Hesber in these two Amorim? Exactly this, the Rav said. When is Knas generated? If it's generated from the Maisa, then a guy can bequeath the Knas even before Psak Din, because it exists. But if you hold the Mahalach that we're building up, that basically generates it, then ain't Adam Marsh Knas Labonov Kodim Gemar Din. Unless Beis Din generates it, it doesn't exist yet. And once Beis Din Paskins and generates it, what's the halacha? The halacha is that it's considered to be one, it's considered to become mammon, and then you could bequeath it. Yes? I'm not sure how they paskin on that. I'm not sure how they paskin, but that would fit in quite well. Like, for example, another nafkamina that would fit in quite well. The Rav said this is the goof of the nafkamina. There is a when we get up to it, and I want you to get this down, there's a Rabbi Kivager and Makis on Ham and Aleph and the Gilyon HaShas that holds this clearly, that there's no Chiyuv Knas until Beis Din generates it. Till Hamada Bedin, it doesn't exist at all. And I think this connects really well with what we said before and what we mentioned yesterday, that you can't say Shlichus Sion Knossos because it's too extreme. You need the Beis Din really has got to generate it, and you can say Shlichus Sion from today until tomorrow. We're willing to say Shlichus Sion immediately Shchiyuv, immediately Chasar and Kis, but on Knossos it's already too much because Beis Din Mamish manufactures it and generates it. And therefore, in that manner, that's a tremendous, tremendous what? Stretch to say that we could generate it. In fact, Tosis, I made a mistake in the Mar Makomes. If you change it, please. On Chav Chesem and Aleph, Tosin Ksubis Chav Chesem at Maskel Eishes Achid quotes a Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi can be Mochel on Knas. Is there Mechila beKnas Kodem Gemar Din, or do you call that a Davar Shlo Bol Yom? So if you hold Basin's Yotz of the Knas, then it wouldn't work. It's a Dover Shalom Ol Yol. But if you hold that Knas, it's totally in the mice, you can be Mochel on the Knas even before the Gemar did. In other words, let's say you had something stolen from you and the guy owes you Kefal, you're Mochel, but the Basin didn't make up sock. Is that a Mechil or not? You follow me? That's totally whether Basin's Yotz of the Knas or not Yotz of the Knas on Mochel on the. And the truth is, okay, the truth is maybe you could take this even a step further, okay? The Rabbeinu Tam that I gave you on Ted Vavim Beis, did you notice what he said? What did he say, the Rabbeinu Tam? That the Nizik can grab the cat, but he can't grab anything else. If he grabs anything else, he takes it away from him. Yes? That was the Psak Halach. Thank you very much. Yeah, right here. It's great. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. What'd you say? Great. Thank you. Thank you, sir. However, the Rabbeinu Tam, his Masber, if the Nizik takes anything else, it might come to Tekala, because he might take too much, right? And you won't be able to what? You won't be able to get back from the extra stuff he took, because they ain't done it, didn't knossos, right? So, Harav Sarfati, Shlita once pointed out to me, the Maram Shif writes there, that Rabbeinu Tam's a Takanas Chachamim, and the thing you take, if you notice, the cat or dog you take, it might be worth more than the damage that he did, but he still allows that. It's interesting. That's all part of the Takanas Chachamim. The Maram Shif points that out. But if you look in the Rush, what did the Rush say? The Rush said, no, you can be tofus anything, as long as it's not more than the money, right? And he says, if you took more, we can take it back, and that's not a problem of Dini Knossos, of downing Dini Knossos, getting the money back. So what's the Hesper? So this is what we want to suggest. This is a sefer I wrote in memory of my father-in-law, Tzatzal 10th Yortzeit, called the Yosef David. And I got all waterlogged. I left out, fell out of the car. It was under the car the whole night. So maybe you could say it's Lishitoso. What's Lishitoso? How would you say it? The Rosh holds that Tfisus Knossos is what? Is the Arisa, because it's Noveah from the Maisa, right? It's Noveah from a Maisa. You just need to deny the business to Paskin it. So therefore what? No. So it comes out, anything that the Beis Din dons in this Maisa, called Dover is not called Dini Knossos, because the Knoss was really already from the what? From the Maisa. So therefore the Rush is not worried, oh, if the guy takes something extra, we'll get it back. That's not Knossos. But according to Rabbeinu Tam says the Beis Din is Yaitz to the Knoss. That was Rabbeinu Tam and Shitas earlier. Remember he said both Rabbeinu Tam and the Reese said that? They held like the Adramah. That Beis Din Yotzer, Bismana says the Rabbanon, we don't have Shlichus Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, if Beis Din's got to get involved and get the extra money back, that's going to be called what? Dini Knossos. That's where Rabbeinu Tam constricts what you can grab, only to the cat or dog. You can't grab anything. That's a chab, no? Are you following? Let's say it again. According to the Rush, the Rush says you can grab anything. Right? And if you grab a little bit extra, we'll get the money back. That's not a concept of dining dining knossos. Because the rush of the knas already started from the maisa. Just because we get involved in it, we don't call that dini knossos. Because according to the sheet of the rush, the dini knas already generated from the maisa already. The fact that this guy grabbed it, he grabbed a little bit extra and we'll have to take the money back, that's not called dan dini knossos. So therefore the rush has no problem. You can take anything you want. Just don't take action. If you take extra, we'll get the money back. We don't call it dini knossos. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, no. Rabbeinu Tam says based on yotzei the knas. And therefore, based on Yotzei Knas, it's constricted. It's with Rabbanan, because we don't have smicha nowadays. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says you can only grab the thing itself. And if you grab the thing itself, Lamaisa, you can even grab. It'll be worth more. No problem. That's part of the Tekunas Chum. But if you grab other things, you cannot grab more than the value of the damage. And because if we get involved in it to try to get that extra money back, that'll be called Don Dini Knas. Because anything we get involved in will be called Don Dini Knas, because we're really yotzerin. You follow what I'm saying? Ari, you got it?
Yeah, but why can't Basin still just, it doesn't have to be that they're Don Knas.
But we view that as, we view that any time that they're engaged in a Knas, we view that in Lom Dizikon Rabbanan as Basin yotzerin. And if there was extra money taken, and that'll fall, and they have to get that back, that'll fall under the rubric of Don Dini Knas. That's why Rabbeinu Tam, the whole thing's a takana, and constricts only the cat or dog. And that's what the Maram Shifter of Sephardishly point out. That's part of the takana, even if it's more. Sorry, tough luck. You're this cat or dog is what caused the damage. Even if it's worth a few hundred dollars extra, I don't care. I can grab it. Okay? So that's the lumdus we wanted to suggest. Now, let me just take this a step further, Lamaisa. We'll get to the kashas. The Radvaz in Ilchos Sanhedrin, in Pirakei Halacha Zion, and this will get the answer to your kasha you guys had in Seder, R.A.N.M. Rabbeinu Tam says, you can grab the Dovra Mazik, but it's worthless. That was your kasha. The Rabbaz said it's worthless. Rabbaz asked it's worthless, because the Gemara says, you got to kill it. Well, the Gemara didn't say you have to kill it. Rashi said you have to kill it from the dinner of Nassim. You can't raise a bad dog or put a bad lantern. So he has like Rabbah says it's a riot of the rush. And the Rambam in the Sanhedrin Pirkei Halacha Tet Zayin. That the Nizik can grab anything he wants. The Rabbah says, if you hold like a bit of time, what are you going to do with the thing? Don't you have to kill it? So he proves from here, like the rush and the Rambam, that you can grab anything you want. So I pointed out here that the Dvar Yaakov points out in the Sefer, Rabbeinu Thomas Cholik and Rash. This is what we said. You don't have to kill him. You just have to remove him. Put him in a forest where he won't be damaged. The male of the nizik can be gar, can tofis the dover. He doesn't have to kill it. Just remove it from his house so it won't damage. And if you look in the Rambam says, Ruminata him, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Pirak Vavalach Yadal, until he removes the damage. The Mechaber in Koshin Mishpat Simon Tuf Tessiv Gimel writes an Eitzah to a bad dog, put it in a chain. Put it in a chain. The Mechaber actually says that. Simon Tuf Tessiv Gimel, in the Koshin Mishpat. He writes an Eitzah that someone's a bad dog, put it in a chain. So you can be matzdik Rabbeinu Tam, that he could grab the thing. And you don't have to learn like Rashi, you have to kill it. Just make sure it doesn't damage. Rambam actually said you put a guy in need to eat it, doesn't do it. What'd you say?
Which simon was it?
In the Mechaber?
Yeah.
Tuf Tessiv Gimel.
If
it doesn't remove the damage. I'm saying there's a notion, you could say it's removing the damage. You have to learn like Rashi that he said kill it. The Gemara never said kill it. Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand what Rebbe was saying that it's Don Dini Knosso if you try to take the money back.
In other words, the fellow, the Nizik who was hurt, grabbed an item that was worth more than the damage. So basically, they have to get that extra money back. When they get the extra money back, does that fall under the umbrella of Ain Dini Knosso?
Why would it?
Because if you hold like a bit of time, Beis Din generates the whole thing. So anytime they get involved in any psak, we'll call that they're being Don Dini Knosso.
Why? Why don't we just say they generated it before? And now these are just a gazlan. You took more than they've
okay,
done
with that. I hear you, but that's what I'm saying. That if you hold that the notion of Basin generates this whole dintira with Knas, then it has that ability to expand and say, even the second step, we won't view it as gazel. We'll view it under that rubric of Dini Knas. I hear what you're saying. But I'm saying, according to Ben and Tom, it's much easier to say not that way. Now, the Rav Zatzal had a different Hesber that I want to just say over. Let's just say over to Hesber. The Rav Zatzal, a little bit of a different Hesber, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, that Rabbeinu Tam held that Tfis was a chelik of Gvir. And therefore, you know, a tam is mashalim migufo. You actually are mashalim from the goof of the animal. And therefore, Rabbi Natan said that tfisa b'knossos is considered to be midrabanan. So it's like mashalim migufo midyaraisa, like came the rice of tikkun. Therefore, it's mitzumsum to the mazik itself. The Rosh said that tfisa is mufusasin on kfir. And it's mutter for the nizik to be tofus, even from shar nechosov, because this tfisa is like reko for the mazik to pay. And therefore, since basin can't be called for, the heter tfis is like a kfiyah. And therefore, the kfiyah is what is not just limited to the animal. So the Rav had a different hesber in the Shabbat at time, what you can grab. If you hold it in kfiyah, then in time is mashal migufo, so it's only the animal itself. That's Shabbat at time. It's called the tikkun rabban and kinein deraisa tikkun. But according to the what, the Rosh is within kfiyah, and therefore, if you did kfiyah, the tfis like kfiyah, you could grab anything you want. Yeah, go ahead. Ari.
Are we also saying that is the Rosh also concerned that if basin gets involved?
The Rosh is not bothered by that because the Rosh is saying the Knas already was from the time the Maisa happened. We're just implementers.
Right,
so we're never going to view that as Don Dini Knas ever.
So why does the Rosh say that if the guy asks us to evaluate for him that we can't get involved in the evaluation, only how much you have to return?
Right.
Why can't you get involved in the evaluation?
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point with ours. We have to get to that, if we have time to get to it in Shulchan Aruch. Ari is asking, it says later in the Ramah, that you can't ask from the very outset what it would be to do Tfisa beforehand. That's a good kasha. Maybe because Lamais, it's considered to be like kind of like they're advocating, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like they're advocating. So even though I hold the Knas has already emerged from the time of the Maisa, but the fact that, you know, we're advocating, you know, how much you should go ahead and take, that might be more connected to the actual Knas time point when it emerged at the Maisa. Whereas here, we're already was done and we're just trying to retrieve the money. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's more connected to the Maisa. But it's a great point. Yes, go ahead, Aaron.
So based on that, so you say there was a stira and then the rush.
That's what Ari was asking on our hesber, the rush.
Right,
so I'm saying that's more connected to the Maisa, which is even the rush is masking the problem of Don and Dinik Knossos.
Even if he holds it, the chiyuv is already there. You just can't.
Right, but by you advocating it before, you're connecting to that Maisa.
So just another point on that. There was also another machloket about the brick and the rival on the one hand about whether you can put someone in here until they pay, whereas the Rosh says you can't do that because that's the same as collecting it. So it could also be like maybe the Rosh holds that the cube still exists, so it's just Beijin just can't get involved.
Right. That was in the tour quoted it?
Yeah.
What was the machlokas again?
The riff says that if someone doesn't want to pay a knas, they just put him in here, but either until he pieces the nizak or until.
The minig of shtei yeshivas, no?
The rabbit says that if it's a devar hasul, then you actually put him in chayav until he pays.
Right.
Which you can't do that, that's the same as being done to make nasan.
Right. So I would say the same.
So it's
yeah.
The same thing, right? It could be the chayav is still existence, just that.
Right. You know, as you're advocating it, is
right.
That might be too aggressive? Correct.
Yeah.
Similar to what you're saying. It's a good, excellent points. Very good. Okay. Also. I want to get to the following. Two more horrors on this, and then we got to get to some of the kudas in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting if you noticed about Zman Tfisa here. Did you notice this machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam? Don't you? Did you notice when you read the Taisis here on Tet Vav Amid Beis? The Rabbeinu Tam seems to say Bishas, no? Bishas Hezek. He says Beferish, no? A few diukim, you can say in the Lashon HaTais, which. One was Yikivu Chachomim, and then Shiachu Lasiko, Locha Bishas Ahezim. Do you notice that? The Rabbeinu Tam says you can only grab it at the time of the damage. If you look in the Rosh says you can grab it long after the Hezek. So what's the Machlaikis? So perhaps you could say, we want to say, according to the Rosh Pshat, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you say that Tfis is Midin Gvia, so that's only it's Bishas Ahezek, Yecholi Vos Midrobonet, it's a Takanas Chachomim. But according to Rosh, we didn't kfiyah, so you can do it any time. But we wanted to say that's according to the Rav. But according to our Hasbro, you guys plug it in. What do you say? If you hold like what? Like the Rabbeinu Tam, what's the pshat? The old din of Tvisa Knossos Midrabanan, and there's no din of knosim zman hazeh because there's no smicha. So the chomer mechadish the hat tefisa only bisman the hezek. Not they didn't matter ad kedei kash. You could be doing it anytime you want. It's a limited takana. But if you hold like the rush that it already emerged from what from the time of the mice, you could grab anytime you want to grab. You follow me? According to our Hesper, it works out very well, the mice. Because according to the rush, the knas emerged from the time of the mice, let me grab anytime I want to grab. It's a pure din. It's a mikra than your eyes. If you hold the takana chomer, it's more b'shas the hezek. One to the Rav is a different answer. Mishas Kviyah is when it happens. Mishas Kviyah anytime. Okay. So it comes out, Lamaisa. Interesting shot, Lamaisa. And then let's get to the following Nakuda. I do want to mention also that this whole din, and we're going to get to it now, Halacha Lamaisa. Now let's get to the Amoda B'Knas. Okay? Let's get to this Halacha Amoda B'Knas, which the tour coach I wanted you to see. Halacha Lamaisa and Simen Aleph. Okay? There is a din of Moda B'Knas Potter. Normally, din Imamunus, what's the din? Odas Baldin Kimeidim Domi. You have to pay. When it comes to Knas, the Gemara has a drush in Baba Kamanai and Hamanav Prat Marshiyas Atzma. That if you incriminate yourself, then you're Chayv and Karen. In fact, you have to Mechayv yourself in a Karen. You have to Mechayv yourself in a Karen. But you are what? You are Potter Lamaisa. From the Knas, Moda B'Knas Potter. To the degree Rav says above a Kamanai and Hand Beis, Moda B'Knas Makach Bao Edom is Potter. But what happens to the guy's Tophis? What's the din? Mafkinim in it, we take it away. Yes? So the Rosh in Baba Kama, the shame the Raivit, okay, says, listen to this. Vim Tophis Mikmeho Dor. What does that mean? Let's say a guy does tfisa before hoda. Let's get it. Tfisa before hoda, and then he's moded. We take it away. Because we already invoked the din of what? He grabbed before the hoda, and then he was moded. Mafkinimine. But lo amrinu, we don't say the tfisa before the hodah is like Adim. See, if Adim came before the hodah, you got to pay kefil. But if the tfisa came before hodah, no. Motive and knas, if I'm motive potter, you have no right to take it. You got me? That's what the Ravid says. So the Ramban asks on him, he says, my shna, what's the difference? You need Beis Din to have smicha to mechayev knas. Shouldn't you also need a Beis Din to what? Shouldn't you also need a base in the Pater or Knas have smuchim? It's a great kash of the Ramban, no? Again, Halacha Lamaisa. The guy was did tfisa before Hodah. Normally, if Adim come in and say, I'm a Ganaf, I got to pay Kafe. If I'm Motive before Adim got me, Motive Knas Pater. I have to pay the Karen, I'm Pater from the Kafe, yes? What happens if the guy grabbed the money that I stole and then I was Motive? So the Ravid says, my Hodah registers, and therefore he's got to give me back the Tfisa. Tfisa does not work. Tfisa does not work. We saw this in the tour. Tfisa does not work. Halacha Lamaisa. And therefore the Hodah works, because the Tfisa Mikmin, the Hodah is not like what? We don't say the Tfisa before Hodah is like Abe. You follow me? Isaac, you got that? So in other words, Ramban says it doesn't make any sense then. If Beis Din can't generate a Knas, Mechayev a Knas, then how can a Beis Din be good enough to create a Hodah that you're Potter now? And therefore the Tfisha that was grabbed has to go back. You follow me? What's the difference between the two? It's a strong Kasha. Right, Ari? The Hodah should be, Beis Din should be nothing. That's what Ramban basically asks in the Torah quotes here. The Hodah shouldn't be Chal V'Chlal. So what's the Terrence? So Rav Reichman Shlita points out, you want to say there are two dinim in smicha. What's the two dinim in smicha? One din is it's a hechsher gavra. You need a hechsher gavra to mechayev knas. And the hedyotos are mufka from that. But regarding the halacha of motive of knas being putter, that's a reshus. Smicha works as a reshus lahoros. And even hedyotos, we could say shlichusayu works. We don't say shlichusayu to mechayev knas, because there's no chisor and kiddus, right? So it comes out, according to the Yad Ramah, the Reed and Rabbi Natan, Beis Din's Yotzer Chiyuv Knas, there's no Hefsid moment, so we don't say Shlichus Ayin. But the Ravid holds that Shlichusayu is on the Rishus to the Horos Kedei Lifter Meknas. So it comes out on a regular Nezik with this Hefsid Mamon, it's not totally amazing, you don't need Shlichusayu. But when it comes to what? When it comes to Hodor Meknas, Hodor Meknas being Potter, you don't need a Hechsher Gavra. All you need is a Rishus Lahoros. And for that, Allah Chalamaisa, we would say that this works. And that's what the Shita, the Ravid learns. Legavi the Ptura, Motiv Knas, Smicha works, Legavi the Rishus Lahoros. So therefore you could say Shlichusayu. You could say Shlichusayu, Allah Lamaisa, on that case. Because why? Allah Lamaisa, there's no issue of Chisar and Kis because you're pottering him, right? It's pottering him, right? So Allah Lamaisa, right? You're not going to say Shlichusayu, Lachayv Knas, because there's no Chisar and Kis. So let us say Shlichusayu here. Here there is a chisaron kiss, no? If you make him pay. So we're trying to say Hoda Viknas is part. That's what Reichman wanted for him for the Ramban's kasha on the Ravid. You could split between them. When a Bezin generates a Knas, then you need a Heksher Gavra. Smicha is a Heksher Gavra. Shlichusayu can't do that. But Legabi Roshus Lahoros to create a Ptur, that the Ravid says is acceptable. So now we understand the Ravid's Psak. What do you say? And if a guy does tfisa kodem hoda, and then I mode it, no way. I mode it because potter. He's got to give me back the money. Tfisa doesn't work. I shlichusayu. Shlichusayu could be said on Roshus L'Hairus. It is immediately chisaron kiss because I'm what I'm going to what I'm going to save myself from being from losing money. So that's why we wanted to make a split here, and that's how the Ravid wanted to say halacha lamaisa comes out very good. But I think it's Haba Atalia. I wanted to say, like, if you hold a Ravid, and that's the Pshat Lamaisa. According to the Re, Lamaisa and the Ramah, and the Rabbeinu Tam, basically, Yotza, the Chiv Knas, there's no Hefsid Mamun Lenizik, you don't say Shlichusayu. So the Ravid's holding, we could say Shlichusayu and Rishus Lahoros and earn a pot to someone from Knas. That's the Chiddush that we want to suggest. Now, one more point I want, one more Nakuda I just want to mention, that there is a din of Chetzi Nezik is a Knas. What happens by Motiv Knas Potter? What do you say about Motiv Knas Potter? Poshup Shad, you say Motiv Knas Potter. That's the Nafkimini for Chatzi Mammon. Chatzi Nezik is Mammon or Knas. But there is a sheet of the Ravid, Rashi Bava Kama, Tevavim and Alf, I gave you. It says the Nafkimini between Chatzi Nezik Mammon and Chatzi Nezik Knas is exactly this. If you hold Chatzi Nezik is Mammon, then you have to pay. If you hold Chatzi Nezik Knas, then Motiv Knas Potter. Rashi says it, Bava Kama, I gave you. Tevavim and Alf, Mammon. But there is a Ravid, quoted by the Rashba and Lamed Gimelaf and the Meiri that says no. Chatzi Nezik is different than all other Knossos. And the Chatzi Nezik Knas, we say Halacha Lamaisa, Motiv Knas is Taka Chayiv. Okay? It's Taka Chayiv. So it's a sheet of the Ravid that has this tremendous Chiddush. So okay, I want to just mention that without Ari Yerakashe. Go ahead. Because it's much more aggressive to Mechayev Knas. And for that, we don't have the ability to say Shlichusayu on Knossos. We can't say that Shlichusayu on Knossos because Beis Din generates it. And we don't have the ability to because Beis Din creates all three. And Shlichusayu just is too powerful to do that because Beis Din generates it. But when it comes to just pottering, that Motiv Knas potters, then you don't need what we call a Hechsher Gavra, where we have to elevate the Gavra to become on this higher level. All you need is a Rishus Lahoros to implement it. It's Ptur, it's Potter. So it's not as aggressive. So the Ravid wanted Michalik could say that you could say a Shlichusayu for. Okay? And the Ramban is bothered by what you're saying. But I'm saying the Ramban might be coming from the approach, and that's what I was saying before. The Ramban might be coming from the approach that, you know, based in his Yotzerit, so Lamaisa really doesn't make a difference, right? What they're doing. But that might be, maybe, could be the Nakuda that you could suggest. Okay? So that, please point out that Ravid, I want you to know, Lamaisin, you're going to have to get out of the Gemara, because Gemara says black on white, Poshup Shad on Ted Vavim and Aleph, that if Chatzi Nezik is a Knas, then Motiv Knas is Potter. It's not just Rashi, it's Poshup Shad in the Gemara. So you got to get out of the Gemara. One way to get out of the Gemara is maybe it's according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The old Rabbi Kiva holds Yushim Ashur, Rabbi Kiva holds Yuchlat Ashur, that's Mamish his. It becomes his. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Yushim Ashur, you evaluate it. So that might be a mahalach, a perhaps way to what way to try to frame. For another difficulty you have with Lagaiba, that is that if you hold Mod Beknas as potter by Chatzin Nezik, the only time you say Mod Beknas potter is you're Mechayver Sofen something. What do you mean Mechayver Sofen? You follow what I'm saying? Your Hodah has to be Mechayver Sofen something, the potter in the same time potter Knas. If it's Chatzin Nezik, in what sense are you pottering yourself? You follow what I'm saying? So, in what sense are you Mechayver Sofen? It could be that maybe it'll count as one of the three negiches, or maybe you remoted that a basin paskined up. Lamaisa, could be that you remoted that basin already was paskined up. Alpi Adim, that there was a negich rishona. So Lamaisa, it's a possible Lamaisa to be able to come up with how you misguide yourself. So this is what I wanted to bring out here about the mahalach here that we have by Knossos. So let's get to now some details we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we want to get to. We have in the Shulchan Aruch here, okay, we had in Sif Aleph where he lays down the principles, right, of Ovos, Hodos, Vavos, and Exubis, and Yerusha, Kisar, and Kis. But you need to have both those things. If you don't have both those things, and then he points out what we said, we spent the whole time on Halachan, Tashmim Ekefa, Knossos, they're all considered to be what? He says, anytime you pay more, or Chatzin Nezik, he says, because we pass Knas, you need Mumchim, and that doesn't do the job. The only exception is what? Chatzin Nezik Surus, which is Mamun. Okay, that's Siv Aleph. Siv Beis, he says, if you strike someone, here we get to the Chamisha Dvarim. Now, does Nezik, Tzar, Ripu, Yishev, and Zavoshis? Nezik usually is Pagam. Nezik and Pagam go together, so it's five things, but if you count it, it's really six. But Nezik and Pagam are together. So there's an interesting machlek, as we saw on the tour. That's a machlis machaber amaba ripu and shavis, right? So I want to just be masber that. What's that all about here? It's machlis machaber amaba. Machaber says that shavis and ripu are megavin. That's like the Rambam. Nowadays, unemployment compensation, medical bills we can collect, and the Rambam says yesh omrin. He says even ripu and shavis you cannot judge. You cannot judge. What's the machlis here all about? So the small points out. So let's get it. The small points out as follows. It's interesting. And Sifkat Yud Aleph. Basically, what emerges here is that, first of all, what about Tsar? What do you say about Tsar? Right? Because Boshes and Nezek are what? Allah Kalamaisa. What do we say? Bosh. What do you say about Nezek and Boshes? Right? The Feirish, we say that what? Nezek Tsar, Nezek Tsar, Pagam, and all these things, Lamaisa, are considered to be, you know, we can't dine on, right? Okay? Tsar can't be, doesn't involve any monetary loss, but there is a machlekes about Shevis and Ripu. So what's the Rambam hold? The Rambam's a Perikei Alacha Yud Hilchos Sanhedrin. Okay? Why can we judge nowadays on unemployment compensation and medical bills? Why? Because, what did our Gemara on Peid Aleph talk about? I gave you the Gemara. I hope you saw it on the bottom of Peid Aleph. Talking about sure what? There's a short, God forbid, cut off the hand of a baby, right? That was a permanent damage, right? That's not common. But it's quite common to have something that what? That's a temporary damage. It's not permanent. So therefore, the Rambam says in Gola, nowadays, you can have a diet, talk about Shevis and Ripui, because they what? They talk about things that are common. And since there are many, many cases that Shevis and Ripui are common, it's like we make a low plug lakula. That's what the Sma says. That healing and loss of income, all cases, even permanent cases, basically can judge on. You see what he said in Sifkot Yad Aleph? Ava Shevis Ripui Megavim Peres Mikocha Bo Megavim Asa Afilu Mikitiyas Yado. Deinu Shchir. You came to Shevis Ripu Hein Shayachin, Gamke Bisharmakas, a Pazar Mashchichin, Sweet Ram Nail Chalik, then Makala Maka, the Govni Kula. It's an interesting thing. It's like a low plugla kula. The Rush Firulen ain't Govin. The Rush says no. The Rush is not that way. The Rush is absolutely not. The Rush says none of the five categories can be adjudicated in the bubble because we consider that to be uncommon. Right? We did consider that the Gemara reserved. Considers Chol V'Chavir to be uncommon. That's what he wants to say. Now, based on this two Machlekes Rambam Rush, you follow me? So it's kind of like a low plug lakula, right? So did you notice on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, what does it say on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom? I gave you that line. What does it say in the name of Rava? What was the phrase that it says? Kol anishum b'kehevet ain't govin osob bubble. Anytime you need an assessment like an evid, ain't govin osob bubble. So how do you mazmer that phrase? How do you mazmer that phrase? What do you say? So according to the Rambam, what is it referring to? Cases involving permanent physical damage, right? Permanent physical damage, that's what it means they can't touch. But Ripui v'Shevis they can touch. Because Ripui v'Shevis usually is by what? Common case, or it's not permanent. So we made a low plug even on permanent cases. Whereas according to the Rush, how do you touch that line of Kol Anishum Kavanos? First of all cases, there's never an obligation to pay any of the Chamisha Dvarim, even if no permanent bodily injury was sustained. Because all assault cases are considered to be what? Uncommon. All Chol Becheros uncommon, according to the Rush. So it's really a technical machlaikis. That's what I wanted to bring out. But it's a machlaikis mechabra mo on this din of what? Of Ripui what? Ripui and Shevis. Yes? I think, Adam, across the board. That's what we would assume. So that's this machlaikis. Okay, that's this machlaikis. Okay. But and what does the Ramah say? The Ramah concludes, he says, L'risi nogin l'daktik b'zeh. He says, he never saw anyone what? Medaktik b'zeh. What do you mean he never saw anyone medaktik b'zeh? What did you think that meant? How to read that? What does that mean he never saw anyone medaktik b'zeh? I mean, he never saw anyone collect shevis to ripui, right? In other words, he's trying to support what he said, right? He said, we find Lamaisa find the guy, the striker, right? But that's on their own, he's saying. Okay? That's on their own. Okay. Yeah. But no, but I'm saying Lamaisa, the Mechaber had said, Shevis Ripui Megabin. He said, Yeshonim, ain't Megabin. He says, I never saw anyone go against what I said. Okay? Fine. He says, if anyone did it, they did it on their own. Okay, that's Siv Bey, Siv Gimel. So what does it say in Sif Gimel? Continuing upon the same thing, right? That what? And a dover that's a matsui, you can't judge on, right? But mezik sholem, an adam shehizik beimis chaveiro, if a guy takes a bat and bashes someone else's animal, or a duchene v'regel, since those are common, no problem. That's no problem. Now, now we get to the following. What about gnev and gezel? What do you say about gnev and gezel? So what does it say? So the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Karen is good, yes? You could collect on the Karen. What does the Ramah say? He says, Dafka, Gzelus, which are common, like Kofer B'Pikaron. What is Kofer B'Pikaron? You're watching an item for someone, he denied the whole thing. Guy says, give me my item back. He says, no. But he says, Gzelus Mamish is Lo Shchicha. Wow. Unless the item is still involved, then you're Mechav Lachziru. So what are the Shittas here about Baginavit? So let's get just the shittas, Lamaisa. What do you say about Kenevin? Interesting. So it comes out, basically, Lodine. The Mechaber is holding like the Smaz Zavon and the Ksos Zavon in the Tumim in the Mechaber. That's Tam Gzelus, we are Danim. Yes? Ayadei Chabalus, we're not Danim. There's a concept of Gzela Ayadei Chabalus, where you beat the guy up and then you stole the item. And then there's straight up Gzela, where you didn't beat him up, you just stole him. So according to the Smad, the Ksos, and the Tumim, the Mechaber is saying, Stam Gzelus we can judge, Gzelus Adei Chabolos, that we don't touch. According to the Shach says we're in the Mechaber, B'chol Gavne, all types of Gzela we judge. And the Ramah says, we only do Kofer B'Pikadon. And the last sheet is the Ksos, and the Shach, and the Bach, Halacha Lamaisa, that we do all the Karen, what, Karen of Gzela, we do all Karens of Gzela, Halacha Lamaisa, which is what we said, the Pshat Lamaisa, the Ksos is like the what, like the Shach and the Bach, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, if we didn't do that, the whole land would be full of Hamas. So it seems like Halacha Lamaisa, that we would do Stam Gzelas, Okay, let's get to Sif Dalet now. Dini de Garmi. Now, what is Garmi in Moser? That we judge nowadays. Okay? What is Garmi? Indirect damage. You're chaya for. Grama is indirect damage you're potter for. You could spend a whole summer on garmi. The basic two chilukim is garmi is that the damage happens immediately, miad, or number two, it's borei hezek. It's 100% clear it's going to happen. Grama is where it doesn't happen immediately, or it's not 100%. Okay, so can we judge on case of garmi? So the mechaber says yes. The mechaber says yes. Halacha lemaisa. We can judge on cases of garmi. No problem. Okay? Like if you burn some astaris. Now, is this midin knas or mamona? Don't get bothered, guys. Oh, it's knas. How can we do it? It's a knas min rabbanon. That's why you can do it. You follow me? It's not a knas min Torah, otherwise you get stuck again. If it's a knas that the chachamim made, then we can do it. Allah lemaisa. Okay? So the Shach and Simon Shin Pei Vav Sifkot Nas says the Ram, the Rashba says it didn't arise to pay garmi. The Ritzba says a knas min rabbanon. But like I said, even if it's a knas, it's knas min rabbanon, we'll allow it. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, fine. But what does the Ramah say? Akoye, let's get it. Edim sheyidu sheker. Edim sheyidu edu sheker. V'huzumu. V'lotziu mamon apiyem. V'yef shalom mehadar. Danen asol. Mechavin asol l'shalim. Interesting, no? Edim testify falsely. They're caught as Edim zomimim. V'lotziu mamon apiyem. Meaning that what? What's Allah l'otziu mamon apiyem? That we adjudicated the case. Right, we made them pay, and it's impossible to get the money back. They won't give the money back. Then Danan Osam. Why does he have to say that? Because we'll see when we get to that daf, I think it's Daftal and Makis, that Adam Zom according to one sheet of Tanam, I think we pass, is a knas. The institution is a knas. So then you get stuck on the previous thing, the knasses we don't do. But if you're Motsu Mammon al Piyam already, that becomes Mammon already. You follow me? And then you can sit and judge on it. Okay? Now the Nesivah is here as a kashin. The Nesivah is here as a kashin in Sifkot and Zion. The Nesivah asks a kashin. You know what he asks? He says he doesn't understand this. What? Yeah, Edim Zomimim. Yeah, Edim Zomimim. Behuzimu. And there was Reuven had to pay Shimon. So the Nesivah is here in Simon Zion, Sifkot and Zion, Frek Hakashi, he says, I don't understand here. Right? What do we say by Edim Zomim? By Mammon? We discussed it yesterday, Rabbi Kivager. What are the two chiyuvim? Mammon and Malkus. Befer Shrib Satori, you only get Mammon, not Malkus, correct? That's a Gemara and Ksubis. Befer Shrib Satori. So he says like this. He says, I don't understand, he says. Why are these guys paying? Why are these guys paying? No. Because of Garmi. Because of Garmi. If it's because of a, first of all, they were Motsi Mammon al Piyam already. It was already done, the Psak. It's already was done. You follow what I'm saying? It became Mammon. If it became Mammon, well, what else did they do? They also lied in court, right? So it should be Malkus and Mammon. You should say Kim Labor Abimine. Why is there a Chiyuv Mammon? That's what the Nesivus asks. Yer the Kasha? Oh, that's a good kasha. Do you hear what Adam's asking? What's the din? It doesn't say it anywhere in Makkas, kasha, zomlo, kasha. So Rashi makes up the drasha based on a Gemara. Now, once the psak is made by Mis and Malkus, you're done already, right? If they acted based on it, you're done already. What about by Mammon? Do we say that? No. Tosfos says in Baba Kama, Dalam is Mishim the Revolve because Efshar B'Chazara. You can just undo it. Let him give the money back.
This was not Efshar B'Chazara.
What do you mean?
It's not even.
No, you can. We can't get it back, Lamaisa. We've been trying on our own. But if Bay's enforce it, we can get it back. Okay? So, you don't say Kashir Masaka by Mammon, it's because Efshar B'Chazara. According to Tzitzit Baba Kama, Dalam is a bottom Tzitzit. Make sure you get it down. The Revos says. It's Efshar B'Chazara. So the Nesivus asks, but okay, you got Malkus, and you got Mammon. And don't tell me a fair ship's story. Fair ship's story is by Edim Zomim straight up. Mammon and Malkus. Right? But here it's because the Chi of Mammon is based on Garmi. They caused an indirect loss to the guy by taking money. So why don't you say Kim the Rabbani on the fact that they lied? No, no, but what I'm saying, Ari, is that this is not from Edim Zomim. This is like just another example of Garmi. That's what I'm saying. It's nice that it's placed in Sifdawa by the din of Garmi. Because it happens to be an example of, it's not Edim Zomim classical, because Edim Zomim anyway is a knas anyway, which you couldn't do. It means you caused a loss to a guy through being caught. That's why it says Eidu Sheker who's Uzumu. Votsi Umam al Pim. You follow me?
So then why is Akilah to submit? So now I can't even hate this anymore. So.
No, but I'm saying you caused the guy a loss, but you also lied. You lied, so it's like Losana, so you should be Chayav Malkus on that. So the Nesiva says Malkus a moment, but not from the Feirish Rips of Tyra. You follow what I'm saying? It's not from the Feirish Rips of Tyra. It's from emerging of Garmin, and that's what he asks. So he wants to say here in the Mishnah Sedura, he wants to answer the Kasha and say, who says there's a Chiv? His man says there's no Chiv Malkus either. So there's no Chiv Malkus either. So there's no Chiv Malkus either. The Kasha, he doesn't know, he can answer the Kasha. There's no real Chiv Malkus. That's what he wants to tie in. There's no Smuchim. We don't have smicha, you need smicha to give malchus. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Even if there is, even if you have Tana Bechizki Bishogun or Malchus Shogun, right? He's saying even the Bismana said, I think he's saying Bismana said it's worse. We don't have it. That's what he wants a friend for him to say for page Yud Beis, Mishnah Sedura. That's what he wants to try to answer. But I want you to get how to read that remark because you can make the mistake and say, it's Edim Zom. It's not Edim Zom. It's an example of hurting a guy through Dini Degarmi. Because if it was Edim Zom class, it's Knossos. Back to saying we're not done Dini Knossos.
How does this
Garmi, you're indirectly causing a damage to someone by lying in testimony. You said that Ruvik's got to pay Shimon. You lied. You caused him to pay. That's Garmi.
So
okay?
No,
because how else did you find that they lied? Because if you have another aid that comes in, another set comes, that's hachasha, right? Hachasha is nothing. So the only way you can say that the second set wins is azamah. But he says v'otzi u'mamon al piyim zokter. Underline that 10 times, that phrase. V'otzi u'mamon al piyim, 20 times. Okay, so that's the chiddush they want to suggest here, lamaisa, on how to read that kash of the Roman. Okay. Now we're up to Sif-Hei, okay? We're up to Sif-Hei. So tomorrow I want to start Simon Bays, and we got to finish up Sif-Hei. And I also want to talk a little bit more about Smicha. And we didn't talk about the concept of Minu Adayim L'Shvatim. That's not in Shulchan Aruch, but the Gemara talks about it in about Shvatim. It's in Shvatim. It was a special Bays before. So Lina, we have to get to that too as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Now today, Bez Hashem at 4:55 to 5:25, because I got to leave exactly 5:30, and leave right afterwards. I'm going to speak a short chabura for half an hour about Azom. Okay? Then next week, someone else will give. Okay? Shkoyach to everybody.